to. But anyway, your chance to get in on that is coming up at 1 o'clock, so you want to lock in on that. Also, you know Tim May at 1 o'clock, and Quick Predicts coming up at 1:40. Also, what am I looking at? I just want to make sure. So Kevin's speaking today too, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, we'll have Kevin Stefanski probably between 1:20, 1:30, somewhere in between there. A little bit of news from Browns practice as well. Joel Bitonio, Denzel Ward, David Njoku, all back at practice today.
Oh, that's
today.
Good. That's great news.
So those three back at practice, Joel Bitonio, Denzel Ward, David Njoku. Again, we will have a final injury report. Well, not a final, I should say. That one will come on Sunday.
Sunday morning, yeah.
You can catch it at 92 The Fan, Browns Radio Network as well, where you guys will have it.
First.
You can hear that on NCX. Yeah. You can get it. So, Joel Bitonio, Denzel Ward, David Njoku, all back at practice today. Kevin Stefanski will rule out a couple of guys, usually on Friday. So we'll keep an ear out right here.
You think they get mad? Most people know this, but there are a couple of pregame shows going on here, right? So we do the Browns Radio Network one. Jeff and I are in that. That's also on our sister station, 98.5 NCX, too. So,
yes.
Like one day I just want to hop in there and go, 98.5 NCX. All right, here's your... Here's your report on what's going on for the game today. I go, here's the injury report on 98.5. It's, I don't know.
Would be pretty good, yeah.
All right.
That could get fun.
Can we get into this? Because I brought this up a couple minutes ago, and I know some folks are probably hanging by a thread to find out. What was the Myles Garrett, like, trade rumor kind of thing? Trade rumor, just kind of a thought that was out there.
So, get up this morning, I had Mike Tenenbaum on, and he was throwing out some trade proposals. And I am here for all hypothetical trade proposals. I enjoy them greatly in all sports. They
I know
will
people
forever
that absolutely hate them. People in this business are like, oh, what are you going to do, go out and do trade proposals all day for 4 hours? No, but every once in a while, there's one like this.
I enjoy them greatly. So this is audio courtesy of ESPN. Get up, Mike Tenenbaum. Buckle in, folks.
Come on.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Myles Garrett for Jahmyr Gibbs, 3 first-round picks. Possibly a second, too. First and foremost, Browns fans, I think we all would take that.
So wait, did he not also throw in the Ambassador Bridge, too?
There's talk of that, the Joe Louis fist.
Oh, man.
This is like when everybody used to build trade proposals for the Cavaliers, and it would all start with our renewable. That's kind of like what I feel like we're doing here. No, there's no way Brad Holmes would do that. That's ridiculous. Like, Myles Garrett is one of the best defensive players in football. He is one of the top three. We could all argue if he's the best, the second, the third, whatever. All we know is we all would want Myles Garrett on our team. But 3 first-round picks? Are you what? He's 29. Really? You're just going to completely, like... Browns fans all over the place were like, Miles, we love you. It's been a hell of a time. You will be a Brown for life. You will never have to buy a meal here. But
wait, you think they'll throw in that new Gordie Howe International Bridge too, the one that's going over? Can we get both those bridges from here to Canada?
Yeah,
if they're
going to
give us
this
trade?
I mean, you got to have one that takes you north and one that takes you south. So, yeah, you could probably get both.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
It'd be cool.
There is no way they're trading 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett, and you're saying maybe throw in a second?
Oh, that's what Mike Tenenbaum said.
He's saying it's going to happen?
No. This was his trade proposal from a former GM in the league.
He just said this, right, to get stuff stirred on that show?
I am 95% sure that is the case.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I'll be honest with you.
That's asinine.
Kids, I love Myles Garrett. Love him. Love the fact that he is part of our community. Love the fact that he did his whole Terminator thing here for Halloween. Love the fact that he showed up at the game. They like that. Like, great. But if Detroit, although I don't, those first round picks, are they almost like second round picks, if you think about it? Because they're so good. And could they win the Super Bowl if they got Myles Garrett?
I don't know. Ask the Texans.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry, that was mean. That was mean. I shouldn't have said that.
Wow.
That one leaves a mark. Yeah.
You do it, right?
Every Browns fan should be like, yup.
Myles, we love you, man. You can come back anytime you want.
Heck of a run.
We'll buy you a beer. We'll thank you for every moment you ever played here.
You'll eat on us, but take it easy, bud. That's absurd. Three first-round picks for a pass rusher. And not to mention a pretty darn good running back, which I know running backs are, you know, they'll tell you, oh, they're a dime a dozen now, all that kind of stuff. And a second rounder tossed in as well. Yeah. See ya. Thank you. Appreciate it. We have to. Brad Holmes, you would have to drug test Brad Holmes if he called for that. who's the GM of the Lions, by the way, for those of you who have a life.
There's no way they would do that. Just no way. No way.
Again, they'd have to be drunk. We would have to drug test Brad Holmes. Like, that's the level that trade is. That's the level of, like, your ownership coming downstairs and being like, are you hanging with Aaron Rodgers and taking the ayahuasca trips? Or are you in the darkness for a good period of time? Because I'm worried about you. What you just did here is worrisome. Like, look, pass rushers are incredibly important. I'm not trashing the position. It's more like, wow, that's something.
It's not happening.
No way in hell.
It's interesting to hear someone say, and then, because if you play the beginning of that clip again, because if you just listen to the beginning, you're like, is he serious? Here's the clip.
Again, audio courtesy of ESPN. Okay. I love that he's being laughed off the set.
Well, I got hooked there for a second.
My favorite part is him just getting laughed off the set for even suggesting this by everybody else who's there. It was like, are you, whatever it is you're on, I'll take two, bud.
It's insane.
Content mills, you know?
Fun. I just can't see it happen.
No, it's not going to happen. That's ridiculous. That's all right, absolutely ridiculous.
I'm glad we got that out there. Now we all know. Again, the Lions would get Myles Garrett. The Browns would get 3 first-round picks. Jahmyr Gibbs and a second-round pick, according to what he was saying. But so you can talk about that with your friends over a beer night.
And Brad Holmes would be drug tested on the spot, and Andrew Berry would be basically walking around going like, just doing the full blown Blazing Saddles. Sheriff Bart getting around, everybody with the guns in front of him walking in, going, "Oh, baby, you are so talented, and they are so dumb."
I can't even believe it's a story, to be honest with you. I do want to turn the page because we're going to talk to Tim May here in a second. Your thoughts on Ohio State, Penn State tomorrow?
I think my biggest thing involving this game, one, I hope Drew Aller plays because I want both teams as close to 100%
as possible. So as of 15 minutes ago, On3 reported that Penn State quarterback Drew Aller, pride of Medina, is expected to play Saturday against Ohio State. The junior injured his left leg against Wisconsin last weekend, missing the second half of the win.
Good. I'm glad he's going to be out there. I hope he continues to be out there.
I want to see Drew Aller play.
I want to see Drew Aller play too. The biggest thing with this, and this to me is the most hurtful thing that's come out of it, why in the hell is this game not under the lights at a whiteout in Happy Valley? Like, this game needs to be the 8 o'clock.
Why is it the noon game? We got to ask Tim May why this game ended up at noon tomorrow.
Big noon kickoff hopped in, and there's the new deal. And so, like, I'm a Gus Johnson enjoyer. So, like, that, like, cool. I get Gus. I get Joe Klatt. This will be fun. Like, this is great. But, like, man, this game needs to be at night. Everybody in white going absolutely bonkers. And instead, we kind of get a regular run-of-the-mill noon kickoff.
I think they want Big Noon to be the biggest game of the weekend, right? But I'll be honest with you, as we kind of go through this, the aggravating game is the Peacock game when you're Saturday night. That drives me crazy because you're trying to find it all over the place. But the game on NBC should be the biggest, best game of the week in the Big Ten.
You think that would be your best Big Ten game.
But Saturday primetime, right?
Yeah. But no, Big Noon kickoff overruled them, and it stinks. It stinks. Like, that's one of those where it's like, man, you guys are making enough money. You can't give us this one. You can't give us these kids going nuts all dressed in white at night. Like, that's the way that this should be. It should be a hostile environment. And it's still going to be pretty hostile for Ohio State to go into. And Ohio State favored to win, they should be. They're the more talented team. But, like, at the same point, you're like, man.
All right, well, let's find out. Let's ask Tim May when we come back, because I'm looking forward to this. I mean, Ohio State fans, not happy. They wanted a much bigger win last week. And, oh, no, what happens if they lose this week? And are they going to be out of the playoff? There's a million Buckeye storylines going into this game, and Tim May is going to give us all the answers. Plus, your chance to qualify for that Browns cruise. Woo-hoo, stand by. We'll give you the word. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menning.